The following interview was conducted during the morning show on September 23rd, 2014. Mike Malevsky and Dan Groda interviewing Cindy Carnes about permaculture. Enjoy. And you've come in all the way from
Eagle River.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have someone each morning that reports on the road from Sutton to Eagle River. So what was the road like from Eagle River to Palmer this morning?
Oh, pretty easy coming in. It was hard getting from the Nature Center to Eagle River, that from where I live. But they're doing a bunch of road construction there. But other than that, it was great.
And what a wonderful place to live down by the nature.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
That's got to be one of the nice places.
It is a great place. And I happen to live in the state's only bio shelter.
Oh, you're in that? I've been in that.
Have
place.
You? Yeah.
So before we go on with this,
yeah.
before we go on with the topic of the day,
right.
Dan, at some point it'd probably be worth going on down. But some years ago, there was a tour of that house. It's hard to call it a house. It's a bio shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very interesting thing. And you're going to be much better able to tell both Dan and the listeners, what is that?
Yeah, it's an amazing house. We can't live without the creatures in the house, and they can't live without us. So it's a symbiotic relationship. It's passive solar, built in 1985. It got a national award. And it recycles all its water and its waste.
Oh, wow.
So our composting toilet takes not only our toilet waste, but it takes all of our food scraps, it takes all of our cardboard, it takes all of our junk mail, and the worms eat that all. In the gray water then that we use goes down into the basement. We have a filtration system that the bacteria have to eat all whatever goes down the drain. Then it's cleaned, goes up into the pond. The fish eat the leftover bacteria, so they don't have to be fed. If the fish die, we've used the wrong shampoo. And so we just recycle. The only thing that leaves our house is urine. So we recycle all that water.
That is amazing.
It's amazing.
And the
house
itself is sort of one with the environment.
It is.
It doesn't look like a house that has...
It's a cave with windows, I say.
Yes. Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
And then
her.
So how was it? Because there was a different owner back in the day.
Built it. And yes, so right. when we were moving, we grew up in Fairbanks, we were moving south, I said, I need a cool house. So
the most cool house there is in the Anchorage area.
It is very cool. So, you can tour it. I do tours on occasion.
Where's it located at?
Out by the Nature Center, 2 miles short of the Nature Center.
On the Eagle River Road that goes down into the Nature Center at the end of the Crow Pass Trail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been there for how long now?
7 years.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the design was a very interesting one. Well thought. I mean, a lot of thinking went into it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you evolved it any further, or have you found it?
It's a historic piece. I talked to Bob about that, the builder, and I said, he's like, experiment.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is switching to natural building. And a difference than a green build is something that's the latest technology.
Sure.
And a natural build is we're doing a straw clay greenhouse.
Oh.
So it's all stuff that then goes back to nature if the zombie apocalypse happens.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So what I think, we have another topic to deal with today, but what I would like to do is think that we'll look forward to perhaps arrange a visit, and then we can do maybe a recorded interview as we walk through that.
Oh, sure,
place,
that'd be fun.
People would be interested in having.
Yeah,
we'll make that happen.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, on to permaculture.
Yeah, permaculture is exactly what the house is.
Right.
Everything, it's a system where everything kind of fits together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a permaculture design course here in the Valley starting in November. And
is it November or October?
It's actually starting in November. Our instructor come up, that's coming up, Jude Hobbs from Oregon. She had a conflict with October, so we moved it to November. But the early bird registration is still October 10th,
so it's good to
be here. Yeah.
So you're bringing up an expert instructor, and where is this going to be located?
At the experimental farm.
Okay.
UAF's experimental farm there by the hospital, yeah. And And so we'll co-teach it together. And the times that she's not up here, we'll Skype her in. So
wonderful.
Yeah. The cool thing about this, it's a 100-hour course, and it teaches you all sorts of intricate things about modern homesteading and how things should fit together to save you labor. Anyway, yeah, so I can't remember what I was going to say, but the cool thing is it's going to be Skyped in.
Okay, yeah. So Experimental Farm starts in November, 100 hours. When will the meetings actually happen? What time, day of the week, et cetera?
Yeah, so we'll do Friday night starting at 7, and then all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and that'll be six different weekends.
Six weekends.
Yeah, okay. During the winter, so that you're planning your whole garden, your whole life, your whole business, whatever you're designing, you'll get to do that in the winter and then start in the spring.
Oh, yeah. Very practical. How many people would be able to do this?
We have space for 20.
20.
Yeah.
Oh, 20.
Well, so
might fill up pretty quickly. It's just it's kind of interesting. I know that many people, listeners out there as well, may have a portion of this. It's,
you know, right.
We have chickens in a garden, for example,
mm-hmm.
And we look at a variety of aspects of our whole house. But I'm intrigued by that idea of being able to take the whole, you know, say, okay, let's step back and look at all of this.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do.
So would someone have to, if they were looking to do this, I mean, have to start with a blank piece of land?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. You can start anywhere and just start making little changes. Permaculture, you talk about zone one, and that's the house and closest to you, things
right.
that you can do every day. And then you move out as you expand. So it's an easy thing to do. And it's not just about your land. It's about your life. You can design your life with this model.
Huh. So
fascinating.
I'm thinking you live in paradise. From a permaculture standpoint, I mean, you have this place that you are. Are there other examples in the Anchorage area or anywhere in Alaska that you would point to that are either similar in nature or who have done some work in this area?
I would say the number one example is in Sutton with Allie Barker's farm called Chugach Farm.
Oh,
and okay. She has done amazing work to turn that whole property into, it's just 2 acres. But she has pigs, she has chickens, she integrates everything, and it's just an amazing example. And then in Anchorage, there's Saskia at the William Street Farmhouse who has an urban model, and it's also very, very good.
So I'm going to guess that these places and similar efforts will be used as examples of what can be done.
Right. In the course, we'll go to those two places and look at them. Uh-huh. Even though it's winter, we'll, you know, at least see what's happening in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Because anyone who's involved with actually any gardening, et cetera, there's always something, both of, you know, even though the grounds may be covered with a little bit of snow, there's stuff happening.
Always stuff happening.
So what we've done recently, my wife and I at our home, is we've put in a solar array on the house.
Oh, nice.
As it works out. And that's been an interesting do as well. How do you deal with, I know that in some cases you have a home that's so energy low in usage that it doesn't require a lot of external. But what about renewable alternative energy systems as well? Are you going to be talking about
that? Totally going to be covering that as well. One of the things that we built in our greenhouse this year is a rocket stove, and it's a stove that that burns really hot and fast. And then we take instead of having all that heat go out the chimney, mm-hmm. we put the chimney horizontal and covered it with clay and gravel and things, and so that we can sit on that bench when the stove's going, and we heat ourselves instead of heating the space. And that's one of the main things about permaculture is that you need to heat yourselves, not necessarily the space that you're, the whole house.
What's the energy source for that stove?
Well, I'm experimenting. I was thinking I was going to use all the cottonwood that we have.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't, I mean, I can feed it and it can get hot if I stay down there all the time and feed it. But any wood source, yeah. And this, you have to have small because you want hot burns.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have small sticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know there's
pellets or something like that. Maybe pellets would be better.
I bought some pellets just this weekend. I'm going to try that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know there's been a concern, particularly in areas to the north in Fairbanks, around the issue with pollution as a result of burning wood.
I've read
recently the comparison between burning wood stove and the secondhand inhalation of particles, et cetera.
Right. And that's why this stove is so excellent, because it runs up the chimney, and then we put an old 55-gallon drum on top of that.
Okay.
So it hits the top of that drum and then feeds the gases down the sides, and it reburns all the pollution, runs through the bench, comes out, and the smokestack is easy to touch. There's no smoke coming out. It's mostly moisture coming out of the air, out of the chimney pot.
Very interesting, because anyone who's been burning wood knows that the really important thing is, whether it's cottonwood or birch or spruce or any of it, is that well-dried wood is important.
The best.
And that the fire that you burn, you can burn it in a way that there's very, very little smoke, less smoke that's produced. But it sounds like your system is going to be interesting.
Right. We're excited to try all sorts of new things with that. Yeah.
So in the house down in Eagle River, do you use any other forms of alternative energy, either wind or solar or anything like that?
We're in the valley, and
I
so
understand.
We don't get a sun for 6 weeks. So we're still thinking of investing in solar just to run. We have fish pumps that have to run.
Oh, okay.
And the air that needs to feed the bacteria. And so we're thinking that if we had solar array, maybe we could run those at least. We don't need much other electricity in the house. We have gas that comes in from the city, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very, very interesting. So do you have any more detail about the permaculture course itself?
Well, I think what I really wanted to say is that people think that it's too expensive, or they already know the information, or they don't know enough yet to take it, and they're worried about that. And really, it's a mind-blowing experience, because it's a structure that you can put things that you already have into and say, oh, that's how that works.
Okay.
Or you can say, wow, I've never thought of it like that. And I think it's really important to take a class out here. It's out in the valley. And farmers we're going to be depending more and more on farmers, I think, and even people in the valley who have backyards who can farm them.
Sure. Well, I like that idea of looking at something that you have seen every day, your own home. Sometimes I think, as we've lived in a house now for about 10 years, every so often we sort of close our eyes or turn around twice or something and look again and say, oh, why have we been doing this?
Right.
And it's helpful to have someone, or to think, as you're suggesting, in the big picture and saying, okay, let's think about what we really want to do, and are we maintaining a particular way this house is because we've gotten used to it, but it really isn't particularly efficient, it isn't comfortable, it isn't whatever. And by making a change here, that'll, you know, so I kind of like that idea. And then, and also thinking about including the outside as well as your inside house.
Exactly. Sounds like you're ripe for a class, Mike.
Would be. Let's see if we'll talk about it and look at our
schedule
to make sure that we can block that out. But I'm ripe for it. I know there's been a guy out here who's been doing a lot of work, and particularly in energy sources, and that's Mark Mastel.
Oh yeah, Mark's awesome. We're gonna see if he. Last year we didn't get him to come, but maybe this year we'll get him to come and talk.
Okay, and then there's another organization, REAP, that's been out doing a lot of stuff.
I always talk at the REAP fairs.
Yeah. Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Too. Okay,
I do.
You're everywhere. All right.
I try to be. Well, if you want more information, you can always check alaskapermaculture.com.
Okay,
and
that's
get
a
more information.
Website.
Yep.
Alaskapermaculture.com. That's all one word.
Yep.
Alaska Permaculture. And do you have a Facebook post? Well,
we do. We have a Facebook page, Alaska Permaculture Design Course.
Okay.
And you can also look up Alaskan Eco Escape Permaculture Center, which is the house web, our Facebook page.
Did we mention money?
We didn't.
Uh-oh.
That's kind of, yeah. So by, before October 10th, it's $1,350. That includes a place, an indoor camping. It includes both instructors flying this expert up. It includes all meals except for, I think, one lunch.
Okay.
So, and then after October 10th, it's $1,600. So I hope everybody gets in on that early bird special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any credits given for this of any sort?
You know what? Last year we had credits available and no one decided to take them. Yeah. But yeah, APU is willing to give credits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I so appreciate you having me in. It's been a joy.
Yeah. Well, we enjoy having you. Dan, oh, yeah. Any last questions?
Oh, gosh. My head just went blank.
Well, there's a lot of information.
I would
just encourage as listeners, as they contact Cindy one way or the other, to think about the visit. The course is a good course, and from everything that you've said, and visiting first of all the website to get a sense of these things, mm-hmm. but then maybe contacting you. As I say, I'm going to follow up because
sure.
It's been some years since I was there, and I think I absolutely want to refresh my memory.
Right.
Because I have certain memories of being down in the basement, and
right.
the equipment,
yeah.
looking at the where the fish were and all the
exactly.
rest of this.
Exactly.
And then say, okay, how's this work? It's still there. That's the big deal.
And it's still there, and okay. it's still working.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in.